The Ghana National Fire Service recorded 97 fire outbreaks in the first quarter of this year. Last year's figure stood at 126 for the same period. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the situation, Deputy PRO of the Fire Service, Prince Billy Anaglate, said domestic fires, however, topped the incidents. He attributed the decrease in fire outbreaks to public education and enforcement of fire safety standards.
As we stand with our statistics, last year, that's 2015, the first quarter we had 126 fires. And that of this year, 2016, we had 97 fires for the first quarter. So looking at it, there is a vast decrease in the fire outbreak that we have, comparing last year to this year. And in all this, it is the domestic fires that stop all the natures of the fires that we have. So we are also looking at it from a perspective of enforcing, trying to ensure that people in the residential areas also meet the fire safety standard. If you look at our ILR 1724, actually it's like it is silent over domestic fire enforcement section. So it becomes difficult forcing
02665255
that the domestic facilities are also included in this enforcement. The difficulty or the challenges that we might be having if this law comes into play is that it will be difficult for the fire personnel to get into people's premises and ask them to get out for us to lock up the place because of failure to meet the fire safety standard, as we've been doing to force owners or users of commercial premises to ensure that they meet the standard. But if you come to people's home, it will be difficult for you to get into the house. So what we are doing now is to intensify the fire safety education for them to understand and to appreciate the importance of protecting their own lives and their own property by having those firefighting and early detection warning system in place, and also ensuring that they are careful as to whatever they are doing to prevent certain preventable fires in their premises. So it is true that we are working out to review the law to ensure that domestic areas are part of it. But we are also thinking, envisaging the challenges that we'll be having when this law comes into force.
Mr. Anaglate asked the ECG to replace faulty meters, which have the tendency to start fire during the rainy season. He also had an advice for the public on fire prevention.
Looking at the alarming nature of especially electrical fires, especially when electric poles, when meters are fixed onto them, are being involved in these preventable fires. The fire service took turn to have a fire safety audit on all these facilities and to determine what actually might be the cause of it. That was how we have again have a lot of fire safety groups that will get into even those communities, especially the slum areas where we have a lot of meters on the poles. And we have also informed through our education to the electricity company to also assist by ensuring that since these meters are installed outside the premises, anytime it's showering or it's raining, the rain many a time bridges these meters because they are the open, there is no protection in terms of rain to them. So water drips into these meters and has also caused some of these fires. And we are asking that the electricity company should also relook at the installation of these meters, if they could have anything to protect it, so that rainwater would not have access into it, that would bridge it and be causing those fires. And we have not even let the residents out of this education. We continue to educate them. Because many times people think that it is only in the dry season that we have a lot of fire outbreaks. But if you look at the statistics, many attempts the rainy season, fire outbreaks outnumber even the dry season fires. So we are, again, on the ground. The chief officer is still continuing to add more community fire safety education people. He has even equipped them with pickups now to get into the community to educate them. So 24/7 for now, we are on the ground to educate people to ensure that they also contribute the quota of ensuring that they are alert in terms of anything that they are doing. You also agree with me that the fire personnel, despite the education that we are giving, despite our determination to get to every segment of the society by having several strategies, including even drama series that we are using to educate people, it will only be fruitful if the people themselves appreciate the fire safety education and they welcome the people that get into their area to educate them, and they implement what we are giving to them, because the fire personnel are not in all other areas that they are operating from. It is only when they implement the measures that we give to them in those areas that we think that we'll be able to have zero fire system in Ghana.